100 word stories.
Hey, hi there, hello there, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Good God, what are you doing here? So, hi, this is Lauren Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. We've got ourselves a topic of feathers. So let's hear the weekly challenge where I posted that topic and then a bunch of you came up with stories, 100 words long, sent in recordings, and I'm going to gather them all up here. But first, there's a but, isn't there? Wait, where's the tab? Where's the tab that I have this in? It doesn't really work with a rant if you have to look for the stupid thing. Look, there's been a lot in the news. And I've seen a few posts about, I didn't know, or I want another referendum. I'll swear I'll vote this time, or I'm going to sign a petition because that one didn't count, or I didn't realize the voting for this would turn out so badly. And all I've got to say to the people who didn't vote for what they believed in, or they voted for one side when they really meant to vote for the other, or they didn't realize the implications, fuck you. Seriously, fuck you. Fuck you, you stupid asshole. You are not the future. You are pathetic. You are a passive, worthless, ignorant dead end. Pro or con, leave or remain, go or stay. Red or blue, whatever you think you believe in, if you can't be bothered to learn the issue, show up, and cast your vote for what you believe in with your knowledge, you have no part in the future. Go sign up for organ donations. Get your tissue typed. Go to a hospital with a lot of transplant surgeons and people waiting for organs, and put a knife in your brain. Because your organs are wasted on keeping your pathetic, meaningless, cowardly life going on. Let someone who might stand up and be counted have a few more years or decades at your expense. Get informed, get involved, and make a difference, not just a petulant, asinine noise. Whew! So, now that we started off on that note, who have we got for the challenge? We got Charlie, we got Jeffrey, Lizzie, Richard, Muncie, Serendipity, Tom, Norval Joe, and Tura. Oh, and some Planet Z. I'm sure you've hit stop by now. Now, if you didn't like that rant, put it up in the comments.
I had something else to do. I was in the hospital. I ran out of milk and I had to go to the store, and the line there was really long.
The queue there was really long. I don't know. What you need is reasons, not excuses. You can go without milk a day.
I had to visit these people. Or I work on Saturdays. Or
actually, it wasn't a Saturday. Was it a Thursday? Okay, so people had to work on Thursday. Welcome to the joy of having a country that puts important things during the week instead of on a weekend. You know, it's stupid that the U.S. has Election Day on a Tuesday. You know, when a lot of the disenfranchised have to freaking work. Yeah. I'm sure that the Founding Fathers thought that one up.
Oh, well, we'll go out to our plantations and whip the slaves, and then cast our ballots because we are landowners, and then we'll harvest... No. Our slaves will harvest the tobacco and then poison people.
It's all fucked up. So, yeah. This is one of those rant shows. I should just let you all tell the stories and then count the declining statistics. Oh, wait, I turned those off. Here we go.
I had feathers for one day, and then all was back to normal. There were bright blue, feathered wings, fluorescent red ones on my breast, with a shiny, black bib, while yellow and orange ones crowned my head. I was free, and I was a big, really big bird. I took the liberty of flying over City Hall and waiting for the mayor to step out of the building and start walking to his car. I was 10 feet above and swooped in, laying 3 feet of cable on his head, shoulders, and Italian suit. I flew away, quickly, chirping and clucking. Number 2. I knocked the arrow, checked the feathers, and took aim on my target, releasing breath as I did. My target kept moving, and I was losing confidence that I could hit the apricot without sending the Carbon Express, Maxima, RZ, select shaft through my cousin's forehead. I steadied myself, moved out of my default mental space and into a mindful frame of mind, simultaneously relaxing the fingers of my string hand. As I was taught, I did not know when the arrow was going to be sent. I only heard the sound of the arrow as it cut the air. Number 3. The first time Walt Air took me up for some in-flight checks, we flew the Cessna Twin. We simulated a right engine failure and restart with feathered prop. We had plenty of altitude to do this exercise and there was little traffic on our southern leg from Waltz to the Seattle area. My instructor, Buster, was a calm young man, and very attentive to procedure and detail. I tossed my cookies on my shutdown secure checklist. I used his when I ran through the procedures. When signed off that day, Buster gave me the papers and 2 sick bags.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 531 on the topic of feathers. My first story is called Blue. Listening to the right piece of music, even just a few phrases, can make the spirit feel feather light. Music can evoke the past, tap into a variety of emotions, revitalize the soul, lift one out of the doldrums. Then the darkness descends again. Instead of feeling free, one is anchored by lassitude. Everything seems pointless. One's loathing for other people is surpassed only by one's self-loathing. Grimly, one finds the playlist, the one with those songs, and, hoping against hope, presses the start button. The sense of well-being may not last forever, but this moment is all that matters. And, on a lighter note, my second story is called Early One Morning. You caress me with the tips of your fingers, so lightly it feels like the brush of a feather. I keep my eyes closed, wanting this waking moment to continue. Your fingertips move along my arm, then across my bare chest. I allow myself a smile. Oh, honey, that feels good, I moan. Did you say something to me? Your voice calls from a distance. I open my eyes. A huge spider pauses on its way across my torso, its eyes staring quizzically at me. I leap out of bed with an undignified, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, flicking the creature off me. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with more stories.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Hey Feather Brain, wake up! Peter straightened up and tilted his head to one side, then to the other. I'm awake. What's your task for today? I don't know. Go to the task dispenser and press a number. I did. And? I accomplished it. You were sleeping. How could you have accomplished anything? Peter searched his pocket and produced a crumpled slip of paper he handed to the robot. It stated, take the day off. The robot stormed away in a fit of rage, screaming, who hacked the test dispenser again? If I catch you, you'll be sorry, I swear. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next Sunday. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Richard here. It's story time again, and this week it's feathers. I'm all for the advancement of science and the debunking of myths in favour of hard facts, but sometimes science can go just a little too far. Warm-blooded dinosaurs I can handle. Even brightly coloured, sprightly dinosaurs I can manage. But when science asks me to believe that dinosaurs were covered in feathers, then as far as I'm concerned, science can take a running jump. I refuse to accept the notion that T-Rex was just some overgrown version of Tweety Pie. It's just wrong on every level. And it's ruined the idea of Jurassic Park for me. Forever. Until next week. Goodbye.
Greetings, Junebugs. Munzee here with a story about a girl with cool hair. And so, without further ado, Her Bangs by Christopher Monroe. Her bangs feathered out to either side of her face like the wings of some majestic bird, some mythical creature, both immeasurably powerful and graceful beyond imagination, beautiful enough to reduce a grown man to gasping, awestruck tears, and yet terrifying in its ability to put your world into sharp perspective. Against those bangs, other hairstyles couldn't compete. Against those bangs, nothing else in life could be said to have meaning. I liked her hair, basically. It suited her. I don't know if she'd had it cut or was just styling it differently, but whatever she was doing, it worked. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. Thus ends your month as the Junebugs, Junebugs. Unless I forget I nicknamed you this and do it again next June. Only time will tell.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. They say that peacock feathers are unlucky, but I suppose people will believe any old superstition if they want to. Personally, I don't believe a word of it. Have you ever known any misfortune come to someone as a consequence of such things? Oh look, you've spilled the salt. Be a dear, and grab a peacock feather to brush it up. There's one in the cupboard under the broken mirror, near that open umbrella, just beneath the ladder. Careful you don't trip over the cat. And if that doesn't bring you bad luck, I'll punch you in the nose.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got updates. Story average continues to drop to 16.10. Story total, 8,540. Movement. Who's in striking distance? Danny is 4 stories from passing TJ. Jeffrey is 3 stories from going quad gold. Tura is 3 stories from becoming the 9th monkey. Lizzie is just a half year out from breaking into the top 10. But the milestone this week goes to Chris, who becomes the 8th monkey. All hail, Chris. Welcome back, Danny and Zach. And oddly enough, and you can't really get enough odd, I've got a story for you this evening. It's called Cheap Chop Chicken Feathers, Season 4, Episode 21. When I was small, we had these blue striped pillows. They were stuffed with chicken feathers. Often, the point of one of the feathers would poke out of the cloth case and scratch you on the face. Only one way to get rid of the feather was to pull it out. Little by little, the pillows deflated over the years, till they weren't much of a pillow at all. Mom switched over to crumpled foam. Those totally sucked. So I laid down major coin for goose down. Now I have Tempur-Pedic, very comfy. Don't really miss the feathers. Time marches on. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and I've got a baby sleeping in my recording room. Got family visiting, so I have to record directly onto my laptop. Well, anyway, this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 531 with a prompt of feathers. So here's my story.
Sounds to me like all of you are on the same side, Mandy said. With Polecat being your mutual enemy, you could start your own superhero team.
I don't think so, Monkey Boy said. Ferret was supposed to eliminate Cherry Cola. We can't trust her. Last time I worked with Cherry Cola, she deserted me and left me a captive to Team Horse Feathers.
Team who? Ferret asked.
They're a loosely knit group of semi-comedic anti-heroes, which I'd infiltrated. Until Cherry turned her back on me, Mickey said. No, I don't think we'll make a good team.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tura Brazoino here with a story on the subject, feathers. Nothing can beat playing golf with golf balls you made yourself. To begin, get a stone of goose feathers from your local goose farmer. This will make several hundred golf balls. Take a top hatful, the traditional measure. Pound them with a beechwood mallet, and when they begin to compact, add a trace of bezoar gum to bind the moss. Finish the core with a coat of naturally drawn India rubber solution in turpentine. Part 2 of this series will show how to hand-stitch the leather cover. Hipster Hobbyist, the magazine of ways to spend your leisure in back-breaking labour of no economic value.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
The philosopher asks, which falls faster, a pound of feathers or a pound of lead? Because of air resistance, the pound of lead would fall faster, right? The feathers would catch the air and flutter slowly to the ground. But not necessarily. If you use a hydraulic press to mash the feathers into a ball, it falls rather quickly and if you hammer the lead into soft, thin strips, they will flutter to the ground like feathers. In the end, it's not what something is made of, but how you shape it. Well, that, and how you interpret the question.
That's it for this week. I hope you had fun. Oh, sorry. Well, there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of feathers. If you've got a story on feathers and you're like, I want to be a part of it too, it's not too late. Just go to One A Day Until the Day I can't even remember the URL. OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com. There are instructions in the weekly challenge tab, and you can join in. But let's look forward. The next topic. What is the next topic? Next topic is animal. So get your 100-word stories together, record them, and send them on in. There's another post on the feed that walks you through the steps. You know, write it, record it, send it, duh. You know, you should never be insulting to your audience. That's okay. I don't think I have an audience left. I will see you next week or tomorrow if you're listening to the shows on the... Are they shows? Or are they just stories? What is this thing? 11 years on, I still have no idea. But thank you all for being a part of this, despite all the... And as always, keep it brief.